Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today will be taken from 2 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 3, and it reads, "But the people answered, 'You shall not go out, for if we flee away, they will not care about us, nor if half of us die, will they care about us. But you are worth 10,000 of us now, for you are now more help to us in the city.'" My attention is drawn to a phrase in this text of scripture which the men of David said to him. The phrase is, "You are worth 10,000 of us." The men of David considered that he was 10,000 times more valuable than they were all combined. You see, people are not the same. Before God, we all may have been created equal, but before people, we do not all have the same value. Value is the regard that something or someone is held to deserve, the importance, the worth, or usefulness of something or someone. It is the relative worth or importance of a thing or someone. When someone or something is valuable, they are rated or considered highly based on their degree of usefulness to you. I believe that was Jim Rohn who said that we get paid for bringing value to the marketplace. It takes time, but we get paid for the value, not the time. In other words, your rewards in life, in a sense, are in direct proportion to the value that you bring, create, or contribute in your domain, sphere, or industry. I take that again. In other words, your rewards in life, in a sense, are in direct proportion to the value that you bring, create, or contribute in your domain, sphere, or industry. This means that in order to increase your rewards in life, increase the value that you bring, create, or contribute through your goods, services, or products. Albert Einstein is reputed for saying that you should strive not to be a success, but rather to be of value. Albert Einstein said, "You should strive not to be a success, but rather to be of value." I believe that this is so because real success is a byproduct of value creation. You can create value by solving people's problems, answering people's questions, and meeting people's needs. In order to become a man of value, I believe that you have to start with yourself by working on yourself. Focus on the things that you can influence and have control over. Don't focus on the things that you cannot control. When you focus on the things that you can control, the things that you cannot control will begin to work to your advantage. Stop making excuses and start taking responsibility today. Start from where you are with what you have. You can do it if you keep at it long enough. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 7 declares, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us." There are hidden treasures in you. I believe that these treasures are in potential form and so will need to be discovered and developed so that you can deploy them. It is in the deployment of your refined gift that value is created. Focus on your unique gifts, passions, natural talents, and skills. These are your entry points into creating value and becoming a person of value. Your unique gifts, passions, natural talents and skills constitute your strengths, and as you begin to live your life intentionally from that paradigm, you will start living from a position of advantage. The concomitant effects will be that you will begin to become a man or a woman of value. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as you do that. Father, I thank you for giving me an inherent ability to function. I receive grace to maximize every ability that I have received from you. I declare that I'm a light giver, a solution provider, a value creator, a problem solver, and a blessing. The life, light, and love of God flows in me and through me to others. I am a man of value to the praise and glory of God. In Yeshua's name, amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from death for my justification. I declare that Yeshua Mashiach is my Savior, first Lord, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name, amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com, using next steps as a subject so that I can help you grow into maturity in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations Podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ubeyeku. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.